Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro. It is so good to be here in the pet world. Folks, we are still here up in Lake Las Vegas, and there's a capybara walking past us. I would be remiss not to mention that here. I know you can't see it, but I certainly love it. That's what's going on here. So many wonderful people, and I am happy to say we are joined by a wonderful person. And folks, if you don't know about her and her organization, I hope you will take the time to go check it out. We have Michelle Blake from APDT, all these initials going around. APDT. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. What are you doing here at Blog Paws 2014?
Oh, well, thanks for having me. Well, the APDT is the Association of Professional Dog Trainers, and our main mission is education, both for trainers and also for the public. So our goal being here is to meet with all these wonderful bloggers, let them know that we're a resource, that we're here. I have a puppy here jumping on me. that we're here to let them know if there's ever a dog or training or behavior related issue they want to talk about in their blogs. You know, we're happy to provide resources. We're a great resource for the public. We've got tons of free information on our website for the public on, you know, basic dog and cat behavior as well, actually. You know, and our goal is really just to get that message out that we really want to promote training dogs, socializing puppies, which is actually why I have a puppy with me. And, you know, that it's so important because for me, coming from a shelter background, the main reason that dogs are in shelters is because, you know, they're puppies, they're cute, and then they got big, and people don't realize how easy it is to train a dog, how much fun it is, and it's really not that difficult. It's I was just talking to somebody about how simple it is, you know, and people overcomplicate things, so we really want people to know, you know, train your dog, you can have a friend for life, it'll help with, you know, overpopulation and bringing down the numbers of dogs in shelters, and it's also just, it's a lot of fun, it's a great way to bond with your dog.
Without a doubt. Now, the other thing that you all do is you do a lot of training. Again, it's the Association of Professional Dog Trainers, so that kind of makes sense, but you really take it to a level that, frankly, we just don't see in other organizations, so kudos to you for that. Why is that so important?
I think it's really important because our understanding of dog training and behavior has really changed a lot, particularly even in the last 10 years, because in the past, dogs really weren't studied that much by research scientists. It was just like, oh, well, they're dogs, you know, I'm going to go study monkeys in Africa or whatnot. And I'd say in the last 10 years, researchers have really turned to look at dogs, and they've done a lot of studies on cognition and understanding how dogs, you know, think and how they behave and the emotions they have. And as well as that, also studying, you know, efficacy of different training methods. Do certain methods, you know, work for a better relationship? Does some work against it? So there's so much information out there, and we feel it's really important to have that education out there for trainers because, you know, it's something where you're bringing an animal that's going to live with you in your house, you know, for the rest of your life. And you want to make sure that the trainers are up to date on all the information. And it's something that's been changing so rapidly that, you know, it's hard to find like a reliable source. So that's part of what we do. We have a big annual conference every year. We're actually doing live streaming of the conference now for people who can't attend. We do online education. We have everything from, you know, 90-minute webinars to multi-week courses. We have a quarterly magazine. It's an award-winning magazine that has training behavior info. And part of our goal, too, with our association is really to get trainers together through email lists and social media to talk to each other and kind of, like, bring everybody up to speed on what all the new methods are out there.
Well, I love this. And, you know, if you're thinking about becoming a trainer, what advice would you have for those folks?
We get that question a lot. It's a little difficult to answer because there's really no one specific path to becoming a trainer right now. Some people come to it from like apprenticing with a trainer. Some do it from working in a shelter. Some do it from going to like an online school or like to a brick and mortar school. I would say the biggest thing is whatever path you decide to take, make sure that the education you're getting, it's based on up-to-date information, it's focusing on positive reinforcement, and it's also focusing on a broad base of education. Sometimes I see schools where it's like one speaker you know, one point of view, and we get very fixated on, like, you know, gurus. And I really would encourage people, you know, look at all the different people that are out there, you know, make sure it is, you know, up to date and it's positive. But there's so much out there that is good, and you want to get a good varied education. The second thing I would say, and I say this to everybody who asks me, is get yourself to a shelter. Volunteer, work with dogs, because that is the best education you will ever get. You will see all types of body language, all types of breeds, all types of behavior problems, all types of wonderful dogs. And it's like, it's a big free education that will also benefit the community, and it'll help those dogs out. And my background is from sheltering, and it's where I learned the most.
Yeah, such great advice. And you know, we talk about it a lot on the show. Folks, there are always little things that you can do to make a difference. Even if you're not going to become a trainer, get out there. They can always use someone to interact and socialize with the dogs as well.
Absolutely.
Michelle, I love what you're doing. I want to make sure everybody has your website address so they can go and get more great information from you and all the folks over there at APDT.
We actually have three websites. I'll give them to you. Our main website is APDT.com. We also have the National Train Your Dog Month event that we do every January to promote socialization, and that's trainyourdogmonth.com. And then we have a program for pet owners called Canine Life and Social Skills,
nutrition,
and that's mydoghasclass.com.
If so,
and if you go to any of those sites, like I said, there's tons of free information, there's free webinars, there's free handouts, and on the main site there's also a trainer search, so you can find your trainers all around the world, and information on them, and also information on how to choose a trainer, how to interview one, and also on careers, if you're thinking about becoming a trainer, we have a lot of information there about what to look for and what to think about.
DogWisePublishing.com.
Wonderful. Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests. Like Michelle, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having offerings.
Again, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after a few good messages.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.